Welcome to the Mike Sitting Down podcast. We're going to take good care of you tonight. This is Choppin's Fifth. I want to thank our sponsor, Cosmopolitan Magazine. Cosmopolitan. If everyone's beautiful, then no one is. If you hated that joke, you're going to love this one. I got a tattoo of two birds to remind myself that my great-grandparents are dead. The birds are along the crack of my ass, so when I light farts, it looks like the birds are escaping from hell. I never met my great-grandpa, one of my bigger regrets, but I like to think he wasn't one of those hardcore racists. But just, it was a different time racist. Like, he didn't beat up dark people. But he probably watched and pretended not to. Like when someone is watching Kardashians in the same room as me. I got an Avicii cover band for my house party. It's called Spotify. It's the exact same thing as Avicii, except you can play that one dope song, then turn it off and do something else. I did a little research and it turns out ecstasy works outside of EDM festivals too. Super weird. I love that we live in an age when what is sharding is an ignorant fucking question. I can't wait until my dick finds out it's been my right hand this entire time. I carry around a list of girls who don't want to have sex with me, looking their absolute best. It's called Instagram. Sometimes while waiting for coffee or shitting out that coffee, I like to remind myself that Teresa, a girl I met in New York 3 years ago, still does not want to fuck me, and that her vacation to Peru absolutely changed her life, and that we all should never ever pass up an opportunity to go to Peru. I'm really jealous how happy selfie sticks make people. I wish I could just whip happiness out of my pocket like a lightsaber and ruin people's concerts with it. They found some dude floating in Lake Michigan without a head or arms, and he was dead. They're saying it was likely a homicide. Likely? You mean this man didn't lose his head and arms to that awful stomach flu that's been going around? Has anyone questioned the Sarlacc pit from Return of the Jedi? By the way, if these jokes aren't funny, you can blame my parents for a childhood that was just incredibly happy. Have you heard that joke about water skiing while your entire family cheers you on? Me neither. That's why I'm forced to do bits about recycling. Like this one. You ready? Okay. Conserve your energy. That wasn't it. This is it. I go back and forth on about how effective recycling is, depending on how close I am to a recycling can. But for some reason, I still rip up those plastic six-pack rings. All because probably like one of these genius dolphins who keep swimming into the cove got its mouth stuck. I don't stop for a minute to help a homeless person, but I spend 5 fucking minutes every time trying to rip apart those goddamn six-pack rings. If a dolphin was on the curb with its mouth stuck, all flopping around looking stupid, screaming for its life, can you even imagine the stampede of people who would come help it? Guys on dates would be throwing PETA members into traffic to be the one to pull the plastic ring off and release it back into the safety of the cove. But no one will stop for 1 minute to help a homeless person on the sidewalk. Probably because they can't juggle. Idiots. So yesterday I opened the door to let a fly out, and you know where this is going. My cunt neighbor Stephanie came in. Stephanie says things like, work hard and play harder. If Stephanie ever gets accidentally run over by a monster truck, I'd love to be the one to tell her parents. I'm sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Stephanie. Sorry, I'm gonna take this real quick. Yo, what's up, dude? Yeah, oh, dude, I'm at the hospital right now. Oh, no, she's dead big time. Yeah, her head exploded and everything, yeah. Sorry, 1 second. Dude, no way. Dude, you've had sex with a dead chick. That's wild. Yo, where are you watching Game of Thrones tonight? Tell you what, you host the party, and I'll let you drive my monster truck. Aight, Ty. Bye, my dude. Sorry about that. What the fuck are we talking about? I was at Starbucks and a lady asked me if I'd make sure no one stole her laptop while she was going to the bathroom. I was like, first off, one or two. Because I can't stop what I'm doing for 30 minutes while you start World War III in there. Also, fighting off a possibly armed thief is a big favor to ask someone you've never met before. I could have kids. I don't know. I stopped using condoms since they shot up to $7.99 a box. That's a Chipotle burrito. Not steak, but all the other ones. Now, I don't want to have a kid, but that's in 9 months. Maybe. A burrito is right now. Definitely. In fact, I already had one earlier today, and I think I feel a disaster coming. Hear those dogs barking? The animals always know first. I think I'm gonna go start World War III in that bathroom. Would you mind watching my laptop? Now I'm gonna cover Marvin's Room by Drake. Drake's always been a hero of mine, so I thought I'd kind of honor him with this. Are you drunk right now? 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 I read a lot. I hate it, but I do it anyways. So that when someone asks if I've read something, I can just casually go, yeah, it was solid. Not their best, but solid. So the rest of the group is thinking, what other smart shit is he hiding from us? It's only happened twice, but god damn did it feel good. It's like being randomly called on in class by a smart-ass teacher that doesn't think you know the answer, while a bunch of Johnny tryhards are all raising their hands. And then she calls on you and you just fucking nail the answer. Makes you want to take out a bow knife and just start dry shaving. So I read, but when I come across a word I don't know, I keep going. Only got 60 odd years left on the earth. Can't be spending 8 seconds to find out what salient means. I actually did decide to Google a word recently. 10 UJIS videos and a nap later, and I still don't know what it meant. And now I'm over my data limit and banned from Dunkin' Donuts. My girlfriend is really into sustainable living, so we drive 20 miles to a farmer's market. Not to buy stuff, just to check it out. It's amazing how you can turn a parking lot into a cultural oasis with just a few haystacks and a really friendly guy with no shoes, who doesn't think it's weird at all that he's not wearing shoes. My girlfriend, she gets so excited. I'm not sure she's seen fruit before. Ooh, look at that one, Mike. It looks good. I know it does. Babe, that's a banana. It's for sodomy and running bad guys off the road.
Oh, wow. That one looks so good, too.
I agree. It's called a grape. It's for identifying weird kids in school. The different ones who are going to have a rough time in life. I want a baby eventually. I'm just not looking forward to hanging out with an idiot all the time. Every time I leave the house having to explain what a fucking car is. And reintroducing Daddy's special secret friend, Bethany. And explaining why we're outside Planned Parenthood again. I hate taking the bus because it's so unreliable. After I make my first billion from my app called Send Messages to Friends That Go Away Quick, I'm gonna have my helicopter pick me up from exclusively bus stops. Just have it hover above and then drop a rope down so I can look at everyone and say, "Guess this is my ride." Then grab onto the rope and hold a pose like I just finished a Broadway dance number. And then as it lifts me up, just give everyone the finger. I actually was at the bus stop the other day and a guy sitting next to me was listening to a really old iPod mini. Even more, it was strapped to a jogging armband. But this dude, as I mentioned, was taking the bus. So I took out my phone and texted my mom goodbye. Sure, not all middle-aged men with iPod minis are psychotic killers, but most are. So I did the only thing I could do when confronting someone who's about to go on a killing spree. I was really, really nice to him.
Hey man, that t-shirt, oh my god, it's amazing. Also, eating grapes at lunch is not weird at all. You know what is really wrong with the world? Bus drivers. Doing it with bus drivers would just fix everything in life. Everything.
That's right. I threw the bus driver underneath his own bus. Thank you, guys.
At Starbucks, we've always been on the front lines of innovation. We don't think of coffee as a drink, as much as a lifestyle. And for a lifestyle on the go, sitting and enjoying your coffee just isn't realistic. Not when you have to meet Stephanie before yoga class, or sit at your desk for 9 hours, or attend Patrick's piano recital next week, and somehow also visit your whore in Reseda. This is why we pioneered the to-go cup, followed by ordering coffee through your Starbucks app, so you don't have to wait 3 minutes in line with other people. But now we're taking efficiency a step further. Introducing the Starbucks feeding hose. Using patented technology prominent at chicken slaughterhouses, one of our highly trained insertion baristas will stick a tube down your throat and get it down there and shotgun the warm coffee down your gullet into your kangaroo pouch meat sack, so you get all of the caffeine relief without any of that stupid ass sipping. Lusting for a breakfast sandwich? How about one of those bananas nobody buys? Whatever treat you choose, one of our specialists will be happy to blend it up and stick the tube down your and remove it just as easily. And of course, we'll still give you a Starbucks to-go cup, so when you walk into the office, you can give your coworker that, "Here we go again," roll of the eyes. Starbucks. 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 Starbucks! Starbucks!